Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to The Lonely Desk. If you're tuning in, chances are you've spent some time staring at a computer screen wondering if your couch could ever double as an office chair. Ever felt that midday slump hit like a ton of bricks when you're literally just steps away from the refrigerator? Yeah, me too. It's the struggle of remote work, folks. Staying motivated when your commute is to the kitchen and your biggest decision of the day is whether you should wear sweatpants or leggings. But trust me, it doesn't have to be a soul-sucking experience. Today we're diving deep into how to keep that fire burning bright even when you're working from home. Because let's face it, sometimes your brain wants to treat the workday like a Netflix binge. Hit, play, and see where it takes you. But don't worry, I've got your back. We're gonna break down 5 killer strategies to keep you motivated, focused, and feeling like a productivity ninja even when you're surrounded by distractions. First things first, let's talk about creating a dedicated workspace. Yeah, we've heard it before, but it really makes a difference. You know that feeling when you walk into your office and suddenly switch gears? That mental shift is gold. Find a space in your home, even if it's just a corner of a room, that feels separate from your chill zone. Make it yours. Light some candles, put on some plants, maybe even get yourself a fancy coffee mug, because you deserve it. Think about what makes you feel productive and create an environment that reflects that. Next up, we need to talk structure. Routine is your best friend when you're working from home. Think of it like this. If you had to go into a real office, would you just roll out of bed in pajamas and hit snooze 5 times? Nope. You'd get dressed, have breakfast, maybe even power walk to the bus stop. So why not treat your WFH day with the same level of respect? Set clear work hours, take breaks, and schedule time for lunch, just like you would if you were heading into a physical office. Now, let's talk about those pesky distractions. You know the drill. The laundry pile calling your name, that ever-growing to-do list on the fridge, or maybe even your cat who thinks your keyboard is their personal scratching post. Here's the secret weapon. Communication. Let your family or housemates know when you need quiet time and set boundaries. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it'll save you from countless interruptions and moments of, did I actually accomplish anything today? ... Speaking of accomplishments, let's sprinkle in some rewards. Working from home can sometimes feel like a marathon with no finish line. But guess what? You deserve to celebrate your wins, big or small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after completing a challenging task, hitting a deadline, or simply having a productive day. It could be anything, a cup of fancy coffee, a short walk in the sunshine, or even just 15 minutes of guilt-free scrolling on social media. We all need a little break. Finally, remember to connect with your fellow humans. Working from home can get lonely, and that lack of human interaction can seriously zap your motivation. Make an effort to chat with colleagues online, schedule virtual coffee breaks, or even just send a quick text to a friend to say hello. Building those connections will keep you feeling energized and supported throughout the day. Think about that last time you really crushed it at work. What did you do differently? How did you set yourself up for success? It's likely that you followed some of these principles already. Now, imagine applying them consciously every single day. You'd be amazed by how much more you could accomplish, how much happier and more fulfilled you'd feel. All while rocking those comfy pants, we don't judge. So, let's recap the key takeaways. First, create a dedicated workspace that feels inspiring and productive. Second, stick to a routine and set clear boundaries to minimize distractions. Third, communicate your needs to loved ones and protect your work time. Fourth, reward yourself for accomplishments, big or small, to keep those motivation levels high. And finally, don't forget to connect with other humans, even if it's virtually, to combat that isolation feeling and keep your spirits up. Remember, remote work can be amazing. It offers flexibility, independence, and the ability to create a work-life balance that truly works for you. But it takes conscious effort to stay motivated and productive. So go out there, crush those goals, and remember, we're all in this together. And don't forget to share your tips and tricks with us on social media. Let's build a community of remote workers who support each other and thrive in their own unique ways. Until next time, stay motivated and keep that desk feeling less lonely.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.